word on Today FM.
Dave Hanratty, host of the No Encore podcast, is with us. I think it's fair to say, kneecap known for having strong political opinions.
That would be absolutely fair to say. Yeah. It would be an understatement, I think, possibly.
But yet Fox News believes that they are bringing Nazi Germany sentiments to the United States.
This is in the wake of their performance at weekend two of Coachella there at the weekend, in which they displayed messages saying, you know, on the screen in black and white, Israel is responsible for a genocide occurring in Gaza. And that's the cleaned up version of what they kind of said. There was some expletives, as you would expect. And they've been, of course, very outspoken about Palestine, as we know.
And we have some of the audio from Coachella.
The Irish not so long ago were persecuted at the hands of the Brits, but we were never bombed from the skies with nowhere to go. The Palestinians have nowhere to go and they're bombing them from the skies. If you're not calling it a genocide, what are you calling it? Free, free!
Okay, that was them in Coachella. Now, this listener, Deck, is the first person in saying, are people not insulted even by their name, which is a Provo tribute, and now they're supporting other murderous organisations?
Is it a tribute or is it dry irony? Are they playing characters? I mean, I would argue that kneecap are more performance art than a band at this stage. I mean, we've seen the film, we've seen all kinds of things, and you don't even have to have heard one of their songs to know that they are politically focused. Yes, you can absolutely say, that, you know, because there is, we'll probably talk about, there is apparently an investigation by British police that they allegedly said, you know, pro-Hamas, pro-Hezbollah at a show in London, I believe, a year ago. And you can say, well, is that too far? You know, is that borderline? They are terrorist organisations. They are deemed to be terrorist organisations. In the case of their support for Palestine and their condemnation of Israel as a state, and that is what they are condemning, by the way. They are condemning the actions of the Israeli military under the auspices of the Israeli government. They're not saying that every single Israeli person is, you know, a Zionist or whichever. But I think that the question being asked in that clip there, if you don't call it genocide, what do you call it? I think that's a perfectly fair question.
It's a legitimate question to ask. You can have your own decisions, you can make your own decisions on the answer to it, but why stop people asking a question like that?
Precisely. And in the case of kneecap as well, love them or hate them, they're using their platform. And at the moment, they're at the apex of their popularity. They drew a massive crowd to their Coachella show. They are big across the world, including in America. And a lot of people in that crowd were cheering along with them and are in sync with them. I'm sure there are people in that space who weren't. But ultimately, it's not like people just ran from their stage, through rotten fruit at them. It's obviously a thorny issue for an awful lot of people, but their argument is that the murder, the killing of children en masse cannot be this kind of, we need to kind of, you know, build a fence around this and be careful how we talk about it. And like I say, they're using their platform. They're using their platform in the way that a lot of other artists and contemporaries are not doing so. And for that alone, I think they should be applauded for wading into this arena.
Sharon Osbourne, who we know from things like The X Factor, whose husband used to bite the heads off bats on stage.
That only happened one time, didn't it?
It only happened once, but whatever. But he was his own character actor, I suppose, as Ozzy Osbourne, with part of Black Sabbath. Mm. She now wants the US authorities to revoke the work visas for kneecap because of what happened at Coachella. She's accused them of hate speech and of supporting terrorist organisations and said kneecap should not be allowed to perform in the US. She took to Elon Musk's Twitter, or X, on Tuesday, saying, I urge you to join me in advocating for the revocation of kneecap's work visa. Could this be damaging to their career?
No, not at all. If anything, if they do revoke their visa, and at the moment it should be said as well that kneecap have an upcoming sold-out tour of North America due for October. So if tomorrow the Trump administration or whomever makes that call says, actually, lads, we're revoking your visa, you're not allowed to play these shows, do you think that's going to silence them or suppress them? If anything, they may well be crossing their fingers hoping it happens, because we're back to Tipper Gore and the video nasties. We're back to metal is evil and it's devil incarnate. And again, the irony of irony is coming from Sharon Osbourne. Your husband wrote War Pigs. I suggest you listen to it. But not only that, it's like, if you tell people, don't listen to kneecap, don't go to the shows, you're not allowed, that will only make them bigger and bigger and bigger.
I'm familiar with Black Sabbath's song War Pigs. There may be a lot of listeners who aren't. So just tell us about his anti-war message.
I mean, generally, gathered at their masses, just like witches at black masses. I mean, it's all in there. It's clearly written about war and the horrors thereof, and how it funds and fuels, again, governments, and it's a capitalistic thing. It's an anti-war song. It's very, very clearly pouring caustic venom upon the idea of war and people who profit from it. And for Sharon Osbourne to come out and make these statements, I mean, like, don't get me wrong. Like, she's long been, you use the word character, she's long been a television character. She's long been part of the establishment. She is a shill for the establishment. So it's no surprise to see her coming out and defending the people who run the Festival of Coachella and saying that. But the fact that she said, like, music should be an escape, yeah, it should, but she says, well, keep politics out of it. No, you can't do that. Art is politics, especially now.
Mick in Cork says there's a disgusting attitude that any criticism of Israel is anti-Semitism. The very same people had to endure a Holocaust are now inflicting the same on a defenceless people. I think there's an important point there that this is the problem, that in America and indeed in Britain and in parts of Europe, there is a fear of criticising the Israeli government and the Israeli army's actions for fear of being accused of being anti-Semitic. It is not anti-Semitic to actually say that what Israel is doing is wrong. And to point out that Mick has done here, that it is the most bitter of ironies that what was inflicted on the Jewish people in continental Europe in the 1940s, one of the greatest human atrocities ever, is now something that they're doing themselves to young, defenceless people often, and using all sorts of excuses to do it, just in the way excuses were made for the concentration camps and for the exterminations in the 1940s.
Which is all the more reason why it's so surprising and strange to hear people, and I know it's Fox News, but to hear anybody turn around and state that what NECAP did is akin to Nazi Germany. No, it isn't. What's happening in Gaza is akin to Nazi Germany, and it's right there. And even if you subscribe to the idea of, well, October 7th, of course, absolutely, as we say constantly, especially in the capacity as journalists, you always say, yes, that was a horrible event, and it was, and people lost their lives, and they were murdered, and it's wrong. But if you believe in eye for an eye, for example, are we not past that? Have we not evened the score? How can anyone turn around and say that what has happened in Gaza since is not the definition of disproportionate retribution? And again, the fact that, like, you've artists like NECAP, artists like Macklemore, the rapper, you know, you can kind of count on two hands. I mean, Fontaines as well, one of them, when he won an award recently, he kind of said, I want to say Free Palestine, by the way. It's kind of weird that I'm the only one who said it here tonight. And the reasons are because, like you said, whether it is in any industry, but certainly in the entertainment industry, people are so scared and so terrified that if they piss off the wrong people by having what is judged to be the wrong view on this, pro-Palestine, which is not the wrong view on this, it is the right view on this, that they'll lose their career.
Okay, let's hear a little bit more of NECAP, just to sort of show that they have made their career by expressing political views through music. This is a clip from Fine Art.
On the Nolan Show today, a mural of a burning police car and chants of Get the Brits Out. Yeah. So this is in Ireland 2022. Robert NECAP said a mural was unveiled as just a piece of fine art.
You say it needs more tricky or lies. The color may figure will last, but collapse. Like NECAP, Kariki, call a mark. So you're wondering why we take ages to release music. We're always on stages, all over in different places. Rockin' balaclavas on our faces.
You can love us or hate us. Won't affect a bit of our wages. More merch, more drugs, less cops, more folks, more scum and out on cases. You can love us or hate us. Won't affect a bit of our wages. More merch, more drugs, less cops, more folks, more scum, more...
Fine art.
Look, it's not for everybody, musically, of course, and it is in your face, and like I say, they are provocateurs. This is what they exist to do, and for the large part, I would say it's been very, very positive. They promote the Irish language, of course. You're also talking about three young, like, working-class men from up the north who have experienced trouble of their own, conflict of their own, and who are we to turn around and say, you guys can't talk about
but
this
kind of
thing?
They're more post-conflict, in all fairness, than
yes.
They are conflict.
Yeah, no, I'm not suggesting that they were smack bang in the middle of the troubles or anything, but they're certainly living in the fallout of that society and thereof, and that's what they've been raised on, so why wouldn't they comment on these things around them? Why wouldn't they identify with what's going on in Palestine as Irish people? I mean, it makes no sense to support the opposing view, but, like, ultimately what they're supporting is empathy and humanity and wanting people who have been not just oppressed but barbarized and in what appears to be exterminated as a people. How is it the wrong thing to put out messages of support for those people? And in doing so, by the way, they are putting themselves in the firing line. Their manager has confirmed that they've received a lot of death threats about what they did at Coachella. So yes, in many ways it's good for their profile, but it's brave to do it. And not enough people in their position are doing it.
Yeah, this idea as well that they would have death threats because of saying things is quite extraordinary when you see what they're saying is that they're complaining about people have been murdered and killed, and the response of those who don't like them pointing that out is to threaten to kill them.
But again, you can't reason with the unreasonable, and that's why when you get people saying, "Well, what about Hamas?" Like, yeah, of course, I'm not saying that Hamas are good. Like, that's not
far from it. I mean, let's call it as it is. Hamas is a terrorist organization.
Yeah.
Hamas has done dreadful, dreadful things. Has been responsible for countless deaths. So if you're going to condemn the Israeli government and its actions, the Israeli army, you should condemn Hamas as well.
Which I think is totally fair, but none of that can even justify what has occurred since. And like I say, if it was a case of, well, there has to be retribution, there has to be a revenge line, we're so far past that line you can't even see it. It has been raised into the ground on the Gaza Strip, and the fact that it's still apparently controversial to even suggest that, and as you say, oh, you're anti-Semitic if you say that, that's crazy.
Well, there's a listener here who puts in a good point. Bernie Sanders is Jewish and he speaks out frequently against the genocide in Gaza. And in fact, there's many people in Israel as well who are completely opposed to what Benjamin Netanyahu's government is doing and what the army is doing in their name.
And I feel sorry for them not being included in the conversation when people do obviously group all of Israel into this, because like I say, there are people out there who don't feel that way. It is, I know for people it's a complex issue, but what Kneecap are saying at the heart of it is that you can't say it's a complex issue when innocent men, women and children have been put to the sword by a militaristic regime that doesn't want them to be there.
Okay, this one listener says, I'll defend Hamas. Will you defend Hamas away with yourself? Because it still is a terrorist organization. The amount of whataboutery that goes on at times, which I think is a great word that came out of the Troubles in the North at the time, but the sort of whataboutery, well, what about this, what about that? You know, this call out killing people has been wrong. I just wonder where this is going to leave them in there. Do you think this isn't going to impact too badly on their career?
I think they'll be fine. I think they have enough support from people around the world. I think that they've been progressing with incredible momentum. I also think that there is a shelf life with this project. I don't envision it's going to be around forever, and I think that kind of makes sense for what it is. I could be wrong on that.
But might they not be the 21st century wolf tones? Might they not be back at electric picnics in 30 years' time doing the same stuff again?
Maybe. But I mean, again, I've been wrong before. I could be wrong again. It has happened, Matt. But I would say, in their case, live fast, die young. I mean, I think, they're accomplishing a lot at the moment, though. And like I say, love their art, hate their art. You're allowed to do both. I think they should be applauded for using their platform.
Dave Hanratty, thank you very much.
The Last Word on Today FM.